USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. There are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, you know, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump addresses the European crisis on Fox News and says our leadership has emboldened Russia over Ukraine and soon China over Taiwan.
And they watch the most incompetent withdrawal in the history of probably any army, let alone just us. They saw that, and President Xi and President Putin, watch what happens with China first, with Taiwan. But they watched that and they said, what's going on? They don't know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, I think they got a lot more ambitious. I think Putin really wanted to negotiate for a period of time. I think when he watched Afghanistan, when he watched that unbelievably bad withdrawal, incompetent, where they took the military out first, where they left $85 billion worth of equipment behind for the Taliban to have and to sell and to use. And, of course, the death that happened. When they watched all of that, I think they got emboldened.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivers remarks after reports that he planned to invoke rarely used emergency measures, allowing him to tackle protests that have shut down some border crossings and paralyzed downtown Ottawa, Canada.
We're entering the third week of illegal blockades that have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. Here in our capital city, families and small businesses have been enduring illegal obstruction of their neighborhoods, occupying streets, harassing people, breaking the law. This is not a peaceful protest. At the borders in different parts of the country, the blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families. Yesterday, the Ambassador Bridge was reopened between Windsor and Detroit. Our team and I have been working with Ontario and the City of Windsor around the clock. I want to thank the officers on the ground, including the RCMP, who played an active role. We now have a responsibility to make sure that the bridge stays open. With each illegal blockade, local law enforcement agencies have been acting to keep the peace within their jurisdiction.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.